The Canadian government says it'll impose new tariffs on steel imports. That's as Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. are still disagreeing on the rules for buying and selling this important commodity. For more on that, I'm joined by Jorge Valencia from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, good morning.
Hey, Mark. Long time no talk.
Absolutely. It's good to have you here. So I thought the three countries just came to an agreement on trade. Why is Canada now talking about steel tariffs?
Yes. Well, you might remember that over the summer, President Trump said that steel coming in from outside of the U.S. Was a threat to national security, and that included steel being imported from Canada and Mexico. Now, for some analysts, they thought that this was laughable, but it was actually really, really serious because the end result was that there was tariffs put in place on this very important commodity coming from Mexico and Canada. Now, our two neighbors were none too pleased about this, and this became a huge deal in the negotiations for the new NAFTA, or the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal that we have a preliminary agreement on. So what they did is that they decided to put it aside and just leave it out of that agreement so that they could move forward. And so this is where we are now, that this is being handled separately, and Canada is imposing its own protectionist policy.
So what are experts saying that the effect of that's going to be?
Well, this could have lots of effects. Steel is a commodity that is used in infrastructure and construction and everything from sewing needles to oil tankers. So the cost of this could go pretty high up. Now, what the analysts who I've spoken to about this and even the people in the industry who have spoken to about this say that perhaps what Canada is trying to do is that they're trying to pressure industry, the steel industry, both in the U.S. and in Mexico, to pressure their governments so that they can come to some sort of agreement sometime by December 1st, which is when, give or take, if we do see Congress sign this new trade deal, give or take, that would be around the date in which they would do it.
So, Jorge, what can we expect moving forward? For example, is the construction of new homes, such a big industry here in the Valley and elsewhere, could that become more expensive?
That is a possibility. I think that both Canada and Mexico are hoping that they continue to do trade on steel with the U.S. the same way that they were doing before. Most importantly, they don't want to set quotas. In other words, they don't want to set like a particular type of amount of like that they're going to be trading every year. So that's as far as whether we're going to see construction prices go up higher. The other thing to remember is that when President Trump put in place this policy, he was trying to protect the U.S. steel industry. And one analysis said that he was protecting maybe give or take around 160,000 jobs. That same analysis found that industries that use lots and lots of steel could be adversely impacted. And it concluded that as many as 6 million jobs could be affected by this. So like I said, give or take, maybe around December 1st, maybe around then, it seems that perhaps that would be a time when they would want to have this sorted out by. And I think maybe we check in around then, we'll have a better idea whether we're going to see the price of oil tankers and sewing needles and construction, and we're going to see if any of these jobs are impacted by this.
All right, we'll mark that on our calendar to give you a call at that point again. That's KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from our Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks.